Environmentalists have not been happy with President Bush's record, but they are praising his latest step on conservation. The president has designated three areas in the Pacific Ocean National Marine Monuments. Roger McManus is vice president for global marine programs at Conservation International. He's now in Jupiter, Florida. As a conservationist, I wonder, in a word or two, Roger, if you could tell us what your reaction to the designation is.
Well, it's fantastic. The president has, through the Antiquities Act of the United States, is basically, along with the Hawaii monument that he designated earlier in his administration, has probably become the person in the world who has set aside more marine protected area than any other.
And this is a huge area that he's designating. In fact, the official ceremony happened earlier today. Could you give us a sketch of these three marine monuments?
Certainly. The three monuments, including the North Mariana Islands and the Mariana Trench, include some spectacular coral reef areas, very pristine and wild. And, of course, the Mariana Trench is the deepest place in the world. It's almost 7 miles down. It's only been visited once by human beings. The seven islands that are protected in the Central Pacific are all wild islands. There are very few inhabitants. And those two have extremely important coral reef ecosystems associated with them. And then there's the American Samoa Rose Atoll. So these are all include what I would say are prime examples of Pacific coral reefs in their most primitive and abundant and diverse forms.
And are these particular coral reefs in any danger?
Of course they are, unfortunately. They're in danger from overfishing if they weren't adequately protected. They're in danger from pollution and development. And, of course, we're all concerned about climate change with respect to coral reefs.
All right. And tell us what that monument designation means. The fact that this area is now protected means what?
Well, it means, for example, that there will be high restrictions on any fishing activity within certain areas around the islands. And destructive practices, for example, in the Mariana Trench would be forbidden. It means that there will be close coordination between the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in managing the areas and protecting them. It means that a big portion of the coral reefs of the Central Pacific, some of the wildest and most pristine coral reefs, will be protected for all time.
Roger, do you know what happened 101 years ago next week?
That was, I believe, the establishment of Yosemite National Park.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon, excuse me, yes. And that's particularly interesting, now that you mention it, because so many of the Grand Canyon, something like a half a dozen or so, would fit inside the Mariana Trench. It's a huge area in the ocean. It's a really Grand Canyon.
And would you put the two preservation acts under the same rubric as being as important?
Yeah, well, I certainly would. I'm a native Arizonan, so the Grand Canyon National Park is very near and dear to my heart, and I've spent many times in that park. But it was an outstanding achievement. But I think when you look back at how important that park, along with Yosemite and Yellowstone and all the early designations were on land, these are those designations in the ocean. We will look back 100 years from now, and thank goodness that President Bush made the right decision in this case and set these areas aside.
All right. Nice to speak with you. Roger McManus with Conservation International. Thank you.
Thank you.